Awesome. Is there anything that I know you come from a big football family, you have a younger brother, so is there anything that you could think of that you'd want to pass on then to the next generation of football players?
I mean that's a good question, because that's like, one of the reasons why you play football to, I mean, once you get to this level, to like inspire kids, you know what I mean? Especially when you get to this level. I mean, my coach used to say that like cliches are cliches for a reason because they're true. So like I hate to just say it, but it's just you just gotta work hard, you know what I mean? If you love the sport bad enough, you want to do it. You know what I mean? Guys dread going to practice, working out. To me, it's like I know if I want to be great, I have to do it. And you know what I mean? It's some stuff you can't teach, like just having a love for the game if you really want to play, in college or past college. Because I know playing college football is a grind. And you
Absolutely.
can't play unless you love it. So, I mean, once you find that love for the game and you just work hard at it, I mean, good things will happen. Be a good teammate. That's one of the things that I learned too. Not that I ever had a problem with it, but my coach just told me, he's like, I remember he talked to me one time. He was like, when guys think of you 20 years from now, they're gonna say, "Oh yeah, he was really good." He's like, because you got the stats to back that up. Everyone knows that. He's like, but do you also want him to say like, "Oh no, he was a prick though. No one liked him." You know what I mean? He's like, that's like the little stuff that matters. Like seeing guys, before practice, dapping them up, saying what's good. Like he's like, those are like the relationships that are gonna, mean something 30 years from now. So that's something I always thought of too, playing college football, and now at this league, just always being a good teammate. You know what I mean? That's what it's all about, networking and meeting people through the sport. Because, I mean, football like bonds you together like no other. You know what I mean?
100%, 100%. I couldn't agree with you more. And I think it's really funny now that we're all getting older. It's funny to think back to all these cliches that our coaches would say growing up, and
Yeah,
but
it's
they
so
really
true.
are, they're so true, exactly.
Oh,
So
my coach used to say that cliches are cliches for a reason. He's
it's
like, no turnovers, what I mean? Stuff like that, but it's true.
one of the things that like goes underlooked is just like having that chemistry with your quarterback, like having him be able to throw that fade ball and knowing exactly how fast that receiver is really it's a huge advantage rather than someone that's not like best friends with the quarterback or not throwing with the quarterback constantly. Like you want to have a good rhythm, especially on the fade ball in my past experiences, but it's always good to just stay with the quarterback, try to throw with him as much as you can. And
You just talked about a little bit how you've gone through a lot of adversity through playing in different leagues and trying to figure yourself out. So what advice would you have for someone right now who's going through adversity, especially in today's world with COVID and everything like that?
oh my God, I just feel so bad because I talked to so many athletes about this and ways everything's been all screwed up. Like, look, the college my son went to, University of Delaware, they just won their second playoff game. They were in the spring. I mean, at least they were flexible enough to, to have a spring league. But a lot of the high schools were shut down, and a lot of the sports were shut down. And I just feel so bad for those juniors and seniors. Fine if you can, if you feel that, just find some sort of a club league or whatever it is. But for those poor souls and young men and young women that lost those scholarship opportunities because of the COVID, my heart breaks for them, because one of them could have been my son. Listen, I know Vinny had a couple of three NFL tryouts set up last March, and once the COVID hit, boom, they were wiped out. He had two pro days wiped out. He had three NFL, one CFL. He did wind up signing with the CFL, but they stopped. They postponed the league last year, so he opted out, and now he's doing the spring league where he's an Indy right now. So anybody there, it's I my best advice is to just keep hanging in there, grind it out. Eventually, this is going to be over. Eventually, they're going to allow us to take our masks off and put in whatever the sport might be, and go ahead and move forward and get everybody back to school. And that's what we really need to do. We've got to get everybody back into the classroom. So hopefully that will happen this fall and things will get back to normal.
For
But
sure.
the thing I would, the advice would be just hang in there, stay in shape. Just you've got it now. You basically have to go out and start promoting yourself and maybe start making some phone calls or join a club. Whatever, but that's about the best advice I can give right now. But don't quit. That's the thing. Do not quit.
What advice do you have for your young athletes right now, you know, trying to stay in shape during this time and overcoming adversity? Because I know, you know, Coach Jerry loves his adversity. So what advice do you have?
I would recommend to stay in the weight room and just stay ready. Like he says it all the time, just be prepared for whatever. Like you gotta be able to adjust and take on, because that's what life is. Like you don't really know what's gonna happen all the time. You gotta adjust, and whatever happens, you gotta take it on full head of steam, and that's it. Like, you know, you just gotta play it by ear, and we'll see what happens. But I would recommend, one thing I would recommend is just be ready. Like, you never know when your opportunity is going to come. For example, I always share this with my players that when I got to Central and I was able to play there my freshman year, I was like, okay, I can't wait to play. I can't wait to get on the field. And then I actually had an opportunity to get on the field because one of the kids that was in front of me, he got thrown out of school or got kicked out of school for whatever grades. And then this other guy I was learning under, he's actually a coach at Central now. He broke his leg, so I didn't get the red shirt my freshman year, which everyone else in my class got to. So I had to be ready. Like, that's just what it was. So that's kind of like what this is. You just got to be ready for your chance, whenever that may be. I don't know. It's kind of different with the season not happening, but you just got to stay ready.
Yeah, exactly. Especially because that, you know, like you said, with the uncertainty of the season, like there's going to be football at some point. Like you're going to have that shot again. It's just a matter of who's going to stay ready, who's just going to slack off and not put any work in anymore.
Right. The guys that are putting in the work now are going to be the guys that are successful and the guys that get the scholarship and, you know, those guys that, you know, are putting in extra work and really want it.
Yeah, exactly. What about any advice in particular for receivers right now during these times?
I mean, I would just say to try to get – one thing that's huge with receivers is to get with the quarterback and just develop a chemistry, because I feel like that's one of the things that, like, goes underlooked is just, like, having that chemistry with your quarterback, like having him be able to throw that fade ball and knowing exactly how fast that receiver is really it's a huge advantage rather than someone that's not like best friends with the quarterback or not throwing with the quarterback constantly. Like you want to have a good rhythm, especially on the fade ball in my past experiences, but it's always good to just stay with the quarterback, try to throw with him as much as you can and try to get in any extra work that they're trying to get. So, you know, it's a team thing. So hold those guys accountable too.